Blair, Louise, Eva, Cone, Apple, my mom, and my friends. All those names for one little baby. As you all know, if we are looking through mom's eyes, those names represent the opportunity of many people. Her path through life has so many challenging moments, but mom just lived in the moment. She loved each moment. She absolutely loved life. I loved the way mom would light up when she spoke of her years growing up with her almost 20 cousins and her sister Rita, brother Henry, and Maleo. Her mom, my grandmother Renee, was not well and hospitalized when mom was only about 10. But she rarely spoke about it. She told endless stories about the fun times she had growing up. There was a time Aunt Rita dropped Uncle Henry from the second story window. And fortunately, mom caught him down below. She talked about the grocery store her dad owned with his brother and what a good cook he was, that her mother played the piano for the synagogue, and that she and her siblings were all sister cousins. She even met my dad when on a double date with a cousin. He was actually not her date, but they soon had that straightened out. The 40 plus years mom spent with dad are close to my heart, probably because during that time, we had a large family and we spent so much time together. Mom was very busy raising four challenging, my lips are dry, very busy raising four challenging kids. We definitely knew how to push her buttons. It was good that she married a strong man because back then she was a pushover. Her only line of control for us was, wait until dad gets home. And believe me, that was a scary thought. We all worked together at the flower shop on holidays. It was exhausting, but such a happy environment. Mom modeled for Lance clothing and sang in the temple choir. There were weddings, grandbabies, bar and bat mitzvahs, and lots of dinners at Canlis, El Gaucho, Franklin, Hidden Harbor, just to celebrate great times. There were Sunday family outings on the only day Dad took off, and Dad always spicy chicken soup. Mom was an amazing cook, so we ate well. Mom and Dad had plenty of challenging times during those years, but through it all, they kept the romance alive. When that chapter in Mom's life and mine ended, tragically came to an end, the next exciting chapter just seemed to fall into place. Remember, this is through her eyes. A little tougher for me. Mom never went looking for love, but it just came to her. Truly wined and dined her and brought into her life and our life a wonderful family. During the 17 years that they were together, there were bar and bat mitzvahs, weddings, 5 great-grandchildren were born. Mom cooked holiday meals for 25 and somehow managed to keep her white carpet white. We celebrated many happy times together. Shortly after Reuben died, Jamie and I took Mom to New York to celebrate her 80th birthday. We had some amazing dinners, one fabulous dinner at Mario Capali restaurant. We saw some wonderful plays. We walked, we shopped, we talked, we laughed, we cried. And she even had her picture taken with a naked cowboy. How many 80-year-olds do that? She was crazy. It was one of the most memorable times I've ever spent with her. Then Mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Who could have imagined that another exciting chapter in her life would begin? Marvin had recently lost the love of his wife, Natalie, from cancer. Their friendship of 55 years grew into something very special. I lost track of the number of cruises they went on during her 5.5 years of chemo treatment. They had so much fun together, and what positive attitude. Mom was the only person I had ever known to go out in the town after being discharged from a hospital today. Well, I guess she rubbed off on Marvin because I think she's done that now too. They were 50 in a pod. Mom did not want to stop living. She just had a zest for life. During the last 5 years of Mom's life, she rarely cooked because Marvin took her to almost every restaurant in the city. And Marvin's kids had her to dinner almost every week. They brought her into their home and into their hearts. Marvin, what a blessing you and your family have been to us all. I cannot thank you enough. Mom was without a doubt a beautiful woman. She had a way of putting herself together, and because of the sparkle in her eyes, she just radiated beauty. She wore a wig during the last 5 years of her life and was complimented almost daily on her hair. When asked where she got her hair done, she would just say, Bellevue. She never mentioned she had cancer. No one would have known. She would not let that define her. Her beauty ran deep. She had the ability to overlook people's flaws and always had something nice to say about everyone. She was always there for us and for the many people that came into her life. Mom adored her grandchildren and was fortunate enough to watch them develop into amazing adults. She was lucky enough to have had 3 great-grandchildren of her own born during the last 2 years. That gave her such great joy. She loved those too. You have heard the saying, the cup is half full. Well, for some reason, my mom had the amazing ability to keep her cup at 100% full. What a great role model she has been for us all. This is the end of the chapter for me and my family. It has been through many hands. Thanks to Mom, I know there will be another exciting chapter, but we will miss you so very much, Mom. I want to thank Dr. Ripken and Dr. Kaplan, the many nurses and caregivers for their unbelievable care and support for Mom and for all of us during the last 6 years. Cody, I especially want to thank you for sacrificing the time with your family to love us and to love my mom and to take such good care of her. You are one amazing lady. A huge thank you goes out to my family and my friends for all the help you, all the time you helped me ride the waves of emotions that I have felt over the last 6 years. I would like to read a story written by Bob Hurst, which I heard years ago. I reflect on it from time to time, and it does give me strength. I wish you enough love. In an airport, I overheard a father and a daughter in their room together. They had announced her plane's departure, and standing near the door, he said to his daughter, I love you. I wish you enough. She said, Daddy, our life together has been more than enough. Your love is all I ever needed. I wish you enough too, Daddy. They kissed goodbye, and she left. They walked over towards the window where I was seated. Standing there, I could see he wanted and needed to cry. I tried not to, and threw not his privacy, but he welcomed me in by asking, did you ever say goodbye to someone knowing it would be forever? Yes, I have, I replied, saying that brought back memories I had expressing my love and appreciation for all my dad had done for me. Recognizing that his days were limited, I took the time to tell him face to face how much he meant to me. So I knew that this man was experienced. Forgive me for asking, but why is this forever? Goodbye, I asked. I am old, and she lives much too far away. I have challenges ahead, and the reality of her next trip back will be for my funeral. She said. When you were saying goodbye, I heard you say, I wish you enough. Can I ask what that means? He began to smile. That's a wish that has been handed down from other generations. My parents used to say it to everyone. He paused for a moment, and looking up as if trying to remember it in detail, he smiled even more. When he said, I wish you enough, you were wanting the other person to have a life filled with good enough things to sustain it, he continued. And then turning toward me, he shared the following as if he was reciting it from memory. I wish you enough sun to keep your attitude bright. I wish you enough rain to appreciate the sun more. I wish you enough happiness to keep your spirit alive. I wish you enough pain so the smallest joys in life appear much bigger. I wish you enough gain to satisfy your wanting. I wish you enough loss to appreciate all that you possess. I wish you enough load to get you through the final goodbye. And you say, hello.